The first sign of the apocalypse occurred this morning.
Okay.
That's lighter.
Wow.
Dana was seen in a Hobby Lobby.
Oh.
It was brief.
Are we into crafting now?
No, we are not, Dan.
Are we into Jesus now?
No, we are not. Have you ever seen the man around Holiday Mart every year?
Jesus?
Have you ever seen the men? There's always one or two men at Holiday Mart in Overland Park every year.
Yes, they're dragged there by their wives.
36,000 women, and there's always these two men.
And then me selling dip.
Yep, and I want to say to those men every year, what did you do that you are here?
Or they're earning points.
I looked more uncomfortable in Hobby Lobby today than those two poor men roaming around lost at Holiday Mart every year.
It's easy to walk around on a Thursday if you think you might get some on a Saturday.
Is that what it is?
If you know what I mean.
The lone dude at Holiday Mart that isn't Sam's Stevie.
He's banking on it. He's like...
Have you ever been trying to find something and you didn't know what it was, but you knew what it was, and you knew it existed, but you didn't know what it was?
Yes, honey, I'd love to carry that for the next 4.5 hours while you're shopping.
That's what I was doing this morning. You know where you need that thing, but you don't know what it is called or where to find it. But you know what it is.
And you went to Hobby Lobby for that?
Yes.
Huh.
What was it?
Well, it's easier to describe than it is to... It doesn't have a name.
Did you find it?
No.
Oh.
No, I did not.
You went looking for it.
I went looking for it.
Because you knew that's where you would find it.
I thought if anyone had
it, didn't find
has it, it's going to be that.
It most certainly has a name.
What's it called? Did you find the name of it?
Yeah. It's literally called a cinch.
Here it is.
Wait, is this clean?
Yes,
she claims it is.
100% clean. And this is why I love our listeners, because out of everybody that I called, that I asked, that I talked to, it was our listeners that were like, here it is. I'm in the button aisle. No. 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 I knew it would be in that aisle. We've
Why
all done it.
Why are we whispering?
Because I was in Hobby Lobby. I don't know.
She was ashamed.
Praying or something. I don't know.
Because she was in Hobby Lobby.
But this was a craft store.
I didn't know people were praying or something.
Not a clothing fabric store.
Help me. I'm in Hobby Lobby. I might as well be in a gun store.
Oh, God.
I need that thing that goes on the back of your dress when your dress needs to be cinched. It's like a thing. You know what I'm talking about.
It's called a cinch.
It's,
crazy.
It's got two little pinchers on it. And then there's
like a cinch.
There's like a tension piece in the middle of it. And it cinches something when it's too...
So everyone online was very helpful, by the way.
For the love of Christ.
Anyway, speaking of Christ, their Christmas things are already out, and someone should be arrested for that.
Where did you have lunch? Chick-fil-A?
I didn't have time.
Did you head over to Home Depot? Maybe get a ladder?
What? Stop by the family bookstore.
Please tell me what aisle I can find this
down in Olathe,
that says,
where they only sell Bibles.
Live, laugh, love, Jesus. What aisle is that in?
It's in 13.
Got it.
You know,
our listeners came through big time. They
bless
were like,
this house.
This is where.
Bless this house.
Grateful, thankful, blessed.
Wipe your feet.
Wipe your feet.
In this home, we serve the Lord and we do not sell those things that cinch your dress. The listeners came through. They were like, here's the deal.
As for me in this house, we will love the Lord.
It is on Amazon. That does not help me tonight because it's a cute little dress and I wanted to wear it to dinner tonight. And then someone said, Dana, babe, Joann Fabrics, I got you. I even called. A friend of mine said, I saw your post on Facebook. I even called Joann Fabric. So look, the only other place I could have gone today, like I went to Hobby Lobby and Joann. If you were looking at me on Life 360, you would have thought I had been kidnapped. My children would have been genuinely fearful for what had happened to me.
How did you not burst into flames when you walked into Hobby Lobby?
Joann Fabrics. I truly think if my children had looked at Life 360, they would have been like, call 911. Call 911.
Where did you find it? At Joann's?
Joann Fabrics had it.
All right. Why don't you buy a smaller dress?
Because I lost a lot of weight. Thank you, Dr. Tag, in the Center for Nutrition.
This is an older dress that you want to wear.
Well, it didn't.
Not that old.
Yeah, about a year old.
I said older.
Yeah.
Careful.
I am.
And so instead of just wearing something else, as women are prone to do, I'm going to go on a 2-hour manhunt for
this outfit thing.
Yeah. You could have gone to my desk drawer. I've got plenty of binder clips you could have used.
Why couldn't you use one of those? Yeah, like a little, the little black things with the...
Yeah, the whole, all the documents.
The wings on it.
Yeah, Did you see on Facebook the other day, it said, if you were kidnapped, and the kid, this was on Facebook truly, and it said, and the kidnappers said you can post one thing on Facebook, and you knew that was your way to communicate with people, Scott. What is the one thing that you could post that immediately everyone would know you were in danger? And for Dana, it would be the trifecta of I went to Joanne, I went to Hobby Lobby.
I see what you're saying.
I'm heading to the gun show. People would be like, okay, blink twice. Do you need help?
Like, what could I put on Facebook that my family would be like, this is not okay?
There is something wrong with Scott.
I'm going on a date with Dana tonight.
Or, I never really liked Kiss.
Right. Yes. Thin Lizzy sucks.
Right.
Here's Soccer is boring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing underwear.
Okay.
Signed Scott Parks.
This is 2 days
Just call 911. Just call 911. Something has happened to him.
I never lived in Germany.